B-Pod Studios.
It's just if you only could pick one. Like, we'll do a movie later. We'll do an athlete that you had to be quarantined with. I don't know. We'll examine everything because we're going to be here a while. So we'll be talking about it. It's just a little fun side thing that we'll be discussing. And then, of course, we do have the Bleeding Green Nation bracket that we have gotten into already. In case you missed it, Chuck Bednarik, Reggie White, Brian Dawkins, Nick Foles, the number one seeds in this amazing bracket. It's pretty wild. 610-632-0975. You are listening to 97.5, the Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. 9 o'clock hour, brought to you by the Baxter. Dumpster in the bag. Get yours today at Home Depot and Lowe's. For details, go to thebaxter.com. On the line with us right now from Bleeding Green Nation, Michael Kist joins us. Michael, good morning, buddy.
How's it going, fellas? Everybody staying safe?
Everyone's so far so good for the time being. We're very fortunate to be able to say that. One thing I want to get into before, because we have been giving your site a lot of love this morning. It's added to a lot of fodder for the air. But one thing I want to get into here is the number one reason we reached out to you was to talk about this Eagles offseason and the acquisitions they made. Darius Slay, Javon Hargrave. And your site put out a story about Javon Hargrave and the impact he's supposed to have. First off, as a guy coming out of free agency, a lot of teams wanted him. When we talked to Adam Schefter, he said that he was the number two guy. After you saw a move like Byron Jones, the next guy off that list that he expected was Javon Hargrave. Howie Roseman even acknowledged, yeah, the number one priority was Byron Jones. That didn't happen, so they shifted immediately, pivoted, to use Howie Roseman's word, to Javon Hargrave. They got him. How much of an impact can we really expect from him in his first year, not just with the Eagles, but also in a 4-3 defense?
Yeah, I think there's a misnomer out there that Javon Hargrave is just a nose tackle, which it comes with its own negative connotation that he's not a pass rusher. And then you worry about, you know, where he fits on this line being a 4-3 defense. Let me be clear. This is a nickel defense. They're in three linebacker sets only about 20% of the time. So I don't even really worry about that too much. Number two, Javon Hargrave played at nose tackle, played at one tech, played at three tech just as much as those other two positions. He's moved all around that defensive line for the Steelers. So we can put that aside. He's not going to, you know, lose his juice just from moving a half gap over. So we're fine there. Number three, how can he make an impact? Well, the biggest impact you can make as an interior defensive lineman, if you're paying him that big, it needs to come in the passing game. And this guy is third in the league last year for defensive tackles in pass rush productivity per PFF. They calculate that with pressures, quarterback hits, sacks, all that stuff. So this is a guy that is going to give you a big push on the interior. Now, how I think this helps is the Eagles didn't have that second guy. So now you have Malik Jackson, Fletcher Cox, and Javon Hargrave in the middle there. And Jim Schwartz, I think, will be less inclined to blitz. Last year, he blitzed a ton, a lot more than we're accustomed to. He was a top five blitzer bringing six plus men. So he brought the heat a ton. I think with this addition, with Malik and the guys they have on the edge and Fletcher Cox and all that, he can blitz less and it puts less pressure on the secondary where they got blitzed in coverage last year. So I think it's a solid move and I think it's going to have, you know, a ripple effect on the rest of the defense.
Mm-hmm. How much of an impact do you see him really with Malik Jackson and Fletcher Cox? Not an impact, excuse me, but how much do you see, or what do you see the combination being on that defensive line? What do you think will be the norm for that defensive line, interior and, you know, the DNs as well?
Yeah, I think you're going to see a rotation where they keep guys fresh, which has worked for them before. You know, when Fletcher Cox had his best year in 2017, he was under 80% snaps. He's been higher than that recently. You want to keep that down. You want to keep Malik Jackson on a rotation where he's not having to be in there on a lot of rundowns. I think that's where Javon Hargrave fills in nicely. He's a three-down guy. Malik is better as a pass rusher than he is a run stuffer. So, you know, utilize their strengths and weaknesses and whatnot. I also think you're going to see more five-man surface from him, you know, more five-man lines, kind of like, you know, when the Bears have like Akeem Hicks, Eddie Goldman, and guys like that, and they bring in three interior defensive linemen. It's really stout up the middle, and it makes life easier on the linebackers behind them. So you get them all on the field by working them in a rotation and then just putting them all on the field at the same time because you've got three really good football players working along the line if you've got them all on the field.
Let's go to the defensive backfield a little bit. Now, the move with Jalen, they get rid of Malcolm Jenkins. They move Jalen Mills back to safety. How do you see them using Jalen Mills back there? Is it going to be just fill in and play the way Malcolm Jenkins did? Or is he maybe going to play, you know, share time with Will Parks? How do you see that safety spot being, used this year?
Let me tell you, I have no idea what they're going to do with their safeties, to be honest. I mean, I don't know what they're expecting for Jalen Mills. Everybody keeps saying the Malcolm Jenkins role, but I'm not sure that they realize just how much Malcolm Jenkins meant to that defense. I mean, you look at his, like, snaps per alignment. There are some games where he's in 17 to 18 different alignments. He has to know every spot, where he's supposed to be, all the calls, where everybody around him is supposed to be. It's just not realistic to say that somebody's going to fill that role. Now, you can piecemeal it out. You can do situational stuff with Jalen Mills. You can do situational stuff with Will Parks. You know, Will Parks can play in the deep middle. He can play up towards the box. So Jatavius Brown is a linebacker that has safety experience as well. They have those linebacker safety hybrids. They like it linebacker, but I think it really is going to be a struggle. And I don't think you're going to see them be able to utilize these guys the same way as a guy who's one of the smartest safeties in the league, one of the smartest safeties in the league ever in Malcolm Jenkins. You just can't replace that. So I think you will see some more vanilla stuff with them. Mm-hmm. I'm very interested to see how they pass work it together and how that snap share works out, how the matchups work out.
When you look at the defensive front, now I'll go back to the defense front, because to me, I think that now that you've gotten some of these secondary guys in there, you got Big Play Slay, you're going to get Mills. I think he's going to, like you said, there's going to be a little bit more vanilla. You're going to, the coverage is going to dictate the pass rush. How do you see this working out when you have a hard grade? Because now I think that you're not going to be able to just say, all right, we're going to just double Fletcher Cox. How do you see that playing?
Yeah, that's a big thing. And that was something that Jim Schwartz is constantly having to battle. How do I free up Fletcher Cox to get one-on-one with a guard or with a center? You saw it a lot of times where they would double mug the A-gap, right? They would spread out that defensive line. They bring Malcolm Jenkins and Nigel Bradham. They put him in the A-gap. That way that center can't slide. You know, one step by Nigel Bradham as a threat, as a blitzer, makes that center hesitate for a half a second. And that half a second, if Fletcher Cox can beat that guard, he's not there to help in time. So I think you are going to see a lot of that with Javon Hargrave. You put him at one tech, or you put him, you know, between the center and a guard. Now it's pick your poison. Who do you want your center to slide to? And if you can get that interior pressure, that really is going to help out your edge guys, because now you're pushing the pocket. There's nowhere for the quarterback to step up into, and that's going to lead for sacks for guys like Brandon Graham, Derek Barnett. Hopefully Jannard Avery proves that he was the right move as a future type move, and he can kind of get going. So I think it does impact everything. It has a huge ripple effect along with helping Fletcher Cox get those one-on-ones.
Speaking with Michael Kiss, Bleeding Green Nation. Michael, to move on from the X's and O's for a second and move on to kind of the storyline that has come out, do you believe that the Eagles are making personnel decisions based on the leadership ability of Carson Wentz?
You know, it's odd because there's this big push that's being called, like, Carson and the kids, right? So out of one side of your mouth, you're saying you need these young guys that he was so effective with for the last 4 weeks of the regular season and began to grow with and trust and all of its lollipops and stuff. But on the other side of your mouth, you're saying, okay, Alshon Jeffrey is your guy, which comes with its own set of baggage. And then you're trying to sell us that everything is fine between them. And you've also got, you know, DeSean Jackson on the roster. And not that DeSean is a problem, but he's also a vet that isn't exactly soft-spoken. Mm-hmm. So this idea that you need potential new acquisitions at the wide receiver position to, like, pass this emotional intelligence personality test to see if you're a match with Carson Wentz. It's like more The Bachelor than anything. Carson doesn't need to personally give each of these guys a rose for the Eagles to go make a trade for DeAndre Hopkins or take a swing on a one-year deal kind of thing for Rashad Perriman. They need to add weapons, period. So I get the idea of doing it for Carson, what the Seahawks did for Russell Wilson and making it his team, but they seem to be taking it too far, and they got to sit down, or Carson's got to sit them down, or they got to sit Carson down and figure this happy medium to this.
So you do believe it's factoring in?
I do believe it is, yeah, and I think it's weird. I think it should factor in. I think they should make this Carson's team, but the way they're doing it is either too extreme or they're doing it the wrong way for my taste. So me personally, like, I think there's a level at which that's acceptable and it's fine and it makes a ton of sense to me, but then there's a bridge too far, and I think that's what we're seeing right now. Now, how much you put into those words, we'll see. The actions will speak louder, and it's still March, so I get it. I'm not panicking yet. I'm not liking what they've done so far and how it sounds.
Do you think that there'll be another move before the draft?
I don't think there. I don't think there's going to be another big move or another big trade. Now, there is the thing with the draft where a lot of these guys don't have, like, you know, confirmed measurables and testing and medical rechecks, right? Like, you look at the wide receivers, like, LaVisca Chenault has medical questions. He could fall big time. He didn't really get to test. Like, he ran his 40, but he was banged up. A guy like Bryan Edwards from South Carolina probably would have ran 4.4, and he didn't get to test. He's a big dude. So they're not going to be able to do these things. Now, do you want to risk it and spend all those picks, or do you want to trade them for more known assets in this weird draft process that you're having to go through? So that's the big question for me. There's hope that they'll move some of those picks to kind of get a more known quantity than kind of take blind swings at things for the draft.
Michael, as far as shoring up this team, I mean, there's a lot of depth issues that they have, and I don't think they can address them all in the draft. And one of those positions is running back, and we've heard the name LeSean McCoy thrown out there again. Any chance on that, or do you see them getting another running back besides in the draft?
Yeah, it's weird because we want to get younger. This is Carson's team. We want to get younger. And then we're talking LeSean McCoy. I mean, a guy who was a healthy scratch by Andy Reid in the Super Bowl, and I think we can all can say that LeSean McCoy isn't near what he was in his prime. And really, you can get running backs just about anywhere. We saw Boston Scott be productive. He's a former undrafted or like a sixth or seventh round pick. They shipped a sixth round pick for Jordan Howard, and he was extremely productive in this offense. They got extreme production from Jordan Howard when he was healthy. Miles Sanders, and he was a second round pick. So that's three different guys that you don't have to spend a ton on. I really think you can find a running back just about anywhere. If your offensive line is right, the Eagles have the right offensive line, you can put it back in there, and he's going to thrive.
Speaking with Michael Kiss, Bleeding Green Nation. All right, when's the meeting happen when you guys approve or disapprove of Seamus Clancy's bracket here with, laughing already, of you got Reggie White, Chuck Bednarik, Brian Dawkins against Trey Thomas, by the way, in the first round.
That's unfair.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, man. But whatever.
And then Nick Foles is the number one seed. What's going on here?
Yeah, I wanted to talk. This wasn't approved by anybody at BGN offices, what he did here. So we're gonna have to talk with him about that. We're obviously going to have a long discussion about this. We've got plenty of time on our hands, but I thought it was a great idea for Seamus to bring that up. And I was listening to him earlier. I love the depth that he went into it, talking about guys that have seen Chuck Bednarik live. Like, it's pretty cool, and it's a fun exercise. But like I said, like, just completely unfair for Trey. He's going to have to sit on the sidelines after a first-round bounce. So not loving that part of it.
I'll tell you this much. My favorite line that he gave us was, I never saw Chuck Bednarik, but I talked to a guy who served in Korea, and he said that Chuck Bednarik was the guy that needed to be a number one seed. Although you should know that a two-time world champion, because he was also on the 49 team his rookie year, and then he also won the championship in 1960 as well. But Dawkins goes number one there as a number one seed. Nick Foles is the number one. Now, the number two seed here, which I've overlooked, in that same region, the Super Bowl champion region, Carson Wentz number two to Nick Foles.
Mm. Yeah, that's headed for a showdown that I'm not necessarily in love with. Not only that, Carson Wentz is probably going to have to go up against Fletcher Cox right away, and that could get real interesting. Nick Foles against Nelson Agholor, that's the first matchup that he has to go up against. So Foles getting it easy out of the gate, that could lead to another quarterback controversy. I mean, I think we're going to get to the point in the offseason, if like the football season is delayed, we're going to get to the point where we're going to be running out of stories. We're going to be talking about bringing Nick Foles back from Chicago somehow. That's just
again,
it's just bound to happen.
You know what else we'll talk about? Tiger King. Did you watch it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm in the Tampa Bay area. That's where I live. I've been to Big Cat Rescue on a feeding tour, and I've seen them, you know, munch on those bunnies. It was a very interesting experience. But yeah, being here after seeing that, like, I'm constantly aware of like where the meat grinders are. You know, making sure, checking Carol Baskin's social media, making sure that she's not in the area. So yeah, very very hyper aware of what's going on with Tiger King.
I'm dying to know what people are saying about that. If you're in that area, I forgot you're down in that area proper. What are people saying about the Carol Baskin lady in the whole documentary?
Yeah, there's been a big anti-Carol Baskin type movement down here. And like Big Cat Rescue has been pretty popular down here. But I think with the way that it was presented on Netflix, which she obviously has a problem with, it hasn't been great for her brand because there aren't any good people in that documentary, like from my eyes. She comes across terrible. Like when she said, I can't even fit his hand through a meat grinder. I'm thinking she put his hand through a meat grinder, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and she's also talking about pouring, sardine oil on somebody's shoes and then make that a cat want to eat you. I'm like,
oh, yeah, she knew what to do.
Yeah, she knows
exactly what she's doing. So I'm keeping my head on a swivel down here while I'm surrounded by Florida men during a quarantine that think it's a good idea to go to the beach. And then I got this whole big cat thing to worry about.
Yeah. The last thing I'll just say is it seems like the only difference between Carol Baskin and the Joe Exotic guy is that she not only possibly murdered her first husband, but also she doesn't let people take pictures with the cats. That's like the only difference, it seemed like. Did I miss something? Okay.
No, I mean, she keeps it all in. She keeps it all in, but you could tell it's shooting out of her eyes.
So take from this conversation that we just had with our friend Michael Kiss. One, the Eagles are allowing Carson Wentz's leadership abilities make decisions for their front office. Two, Carol Baskin killed her first husband. Her second husband, actually. So there we go. Michael Kiss, thank you so much. Allegedly.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Michael,
thanks, Mike.
Bleeding Green Nation always does one heck of a job, that's for sure. Yeah, that was... I don't think I'll ever see anything on TV like that again. Netflix, television, Hulu, whatever it might be. I don't think I'll ever see anything like Joe Exotic ever again on television.
Well, you won't be seeing him for another 20 years, so, I mean, you know.
I love whoever had the idea of putting stuff on his boots when he went into the cage. Like, somebody had to be sitting back laughing their asses off waiting for him to get in there, right?
Yeah, oh, probably. That was a part that really made me cringe. Like,
yeah, and he's like, I'll shoot you right between the eyes. Yeah, it shows you how much he loves those animals, yeah.
Oh, just loves them. Just loves them. 610-632-0975. Let's get to, who do we have up here next, Jamie?
It's our friend Jerry L.
What's happening, man?
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Doing good, Jerry. What's on your mind, bud?
Well, the first thing I wanted to call about, because the second thing, most of what you've been talking about, I have a solid opinion. As far as you, do me a favor.
What's up?
Whatever you're going to do on TV, don't do it. Just put your daughter on. She's adorable. I saw that thing this morning on Sportsnet, she's absolutely adorable. So don't put your face on; just put your daughter.
And I've been advised through a very friendly comment section that it should just be my daughter, which I am strongly considering in the not too distant future. So yes, I will adhere to that. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, no problem. Listen, I'm just a little slanted on what the guy was talking about this morning, because there's been a lot of nice players. There was nobody like Reggie. Reggie White could be one of the top five football players of all time in the NFL, let alone just the Birds. That there was some other people, and I know there's a kind of an idea, an opinion in town with Doc. There was nobody better than Reggie.
Right. No, I agree. Look, I grew up more so in the Dawkins era than I did the Reggie era, and... Dawkins was the guy that you'd have to beat, but I understand what Reggie White was, not just to the Eagles, but what he was to football.
And it was also a point on the Nick Foles side. Reggie's leadership was holistic. Reggie White never stood up and said, I'm the leader. But
you
kind of took his presence and his ability and made him a leader because it just gravitated that way. Doc was similar. But when you look at what they're trying to do with Wentz, it's a tough spot because if Dougie's a similar guy, so you got to play it that way. That's when your head coach is a similar quarterback / player who was just a good guy who did his job. That's what Nick Foles was. So he picks up that leadership on that side as well. I think what they're doing with Foles is trying to force
it. Awesome, man. That's great. I appreciate it. And I'll make sure I put my daughter on TV more than myself.
Don't even put your face anywhere near the TV.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate
it.
You too, Jerry. Thanks for the call, bud. Thanks, man. Yeah. No, for those that didn't see it, the video he was referencing, if you might have missed it, I did a recreation. I was going through some old clothes, found an old Sixers jersey. Unfortunately,
yeah, wait. Can we talk about your jersey selection there?
Okay.
Yeah, was that an extra medium marker?
Well, I think it was just medium.
What size was that?
Medium, about the number on the back.
Okay, it was a Samuel Dalembert jersey that I got. Okay, you shut your mouth. You'll hear the story.
A very nice man.
Yeah. Was he? He got kicked off Team Canada. No, but he did take care of Haiti. But anyway.
He's a good dude. I've heard good things about him.
Yeah, he stepped up big with Haiti Relief, man. That's pretty insane. I remember all that. But, there was a giveaway. I want to say
he personally give you the jersey?
He
did.
I went to a game, I think it was my senior year of high school, and they actually had a Sammy Dalembert giveaway. That was like the jersey, and it has a car dealership on it, so that makes me think that's exactly where I got it, because I sure as heck didn't go out and purchase a Samuel Dalembert jersey. But nonetheless, I got a Dalembert jersey. I'm going through the closet. It's a bit I was doing for NBC Sports Philadelphia where I'm kind of combining my missing sports and getting chores done around the house. And one of them, Jamie, like you did, purging of old clothes.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I did the purging of old clothes. I found a Sammy Dalembert jersey. I said, you know what? Let me give one last run. So with the help of Mark Zumoff doing a little play-by-play, I did the step over. And the person I stepped over, because Tyronn Lue wasn't exactly available to me, I had Lil Toots. Lil Toots sat there. I did the crossover, and I stepped over my daughter. What do you want? She's adorable. People liked it. And apparently
she is adorable.
SNC. And then I also did the Brian Boucher save on Patrick Elias in the 2000 Stanley Cup playoffs, I believe it was, where he reaches his left hand back and makes the save, the Brian Boucher save. Lil Toots was Brian Boucher. I was Patrick Elias for that one. So she got the better of me. And I was told yesterday, actually, that a priest at Our Lady of Calvary in Northeast Philly gave the bit a shout-out in his homily. So how about that?
Oh, wow.
How about that?
It's big time.
Let me tell you something, okay? Here's the proudest my mom has ever been of me. Rank number one, having a granddaughter. All right, having a grandchild. Rank number two, having said granddaughter referenced in a homily at Mass. That's probably the second most proud my mom's ever been of me right there. Okay. She was pretty
just
proud,
just real
right?
quick, because I yes. grew up in an AME church. You know, what's a homily?
A homily is like when the priest talks after the gospel's read.
When he breaks it down in his words.
He has a telestrator, and he breaks it down.
It's story time, Trey. You
gotcha.
Might have
okay,
yeah, it's
okay,
teetering
okay.
on story time.
You're not big okay. on story time, yeah.
Okay, all right.
If you get a priest with a homily that goes on and on, man, nothing worse.
Yeah, I grew up as an AME, you know. So
what does AME stand for?
African Methodist Episcopal
okay.
Church. Yeah.
Well, there's a whole lot going on there.
You remember the Chappelle skit with the wrap it up B box?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you get a too long of a homily, it's like, yo, wrap it up, B.
Okay.
That's when you need to bust that out.
All right, there we go.
I always thought for some they needed the Oscars music to kind of
play
like,
them off.
Like, thank you very much.
Somebody get the hook. Somebody get the hook.
So it's time for the collection. Get to the sign of peace where we can chit chat for a second. Okay, cool. But yeah, that's a little bit of a difference there. But my thanks to Our Lady Calvary in Northeast Philly. What's up? 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. There used to be a check.
Did they take up a collection to get you a new jersey that fit, Mark?
They should.
No, I was flat out. Fat shamed. I was flat
yeah,
out
your
fat shamed.
Yeah, the Twitter comments. Oh, yeah. There was a lot of fat shaming going on.
Oh, it was great.
First thing that came into my mind was sausage stuffed.
I thought we don't fat shame in 2020.
Oh, no.
And not fat shaming. No, I'm blaming the jersey, not Mark.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the jersey I grew out of but still wore, I guess you could call it that. But, the jersey, I did wear it, in all honesty, by popular request amongst my my friends. I did. I wore the Sammy D jersey one more time, and that was during the beer pong tournament.
Oh,
Saturday
nice.
Night. Yeah. One guy had like a Villanova jersey on. I think it was like a Jason Lawson Villanova jersey. Then there was another like random, I think somebody had like a Luke Longley Chicago Bulls jersey. I didn't even know they made those. And then I was like, well, I got to go get Slammin' Sammy right now. So that's what I did.
I told you I struck up a, you know, not a friendship, but an acquaintanceship with Luke Longley when I was living in Western Australia. Did I ever tell you? He used to come into the restaurant I worked at all the time, and he was the coolest dude, and I was his server, and I just would tell him about the 90s Bulls and how much I loved watching them, and Luke Longley's the man. That's all.
Yeah,
Bottom line is Luke's the best.
He came to a couple Sixers practices because he's friends with Brett Brown with their Australian connection. So I did meet him a couple times. Very, very good dude.
Okay.
Aussies are the best.
If I'm getting in a fight, I'm dialing up an Aussie. You know what I'm saying?
Those guys
give zero you know whats. They're a pretty entertaining bunch. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. When we come back, is Sam, do we have Sam? What's Sam doing right now? Sam, you there? Do we have you?
She's on the hub.
I am here.
All right, you're on the hub. No, you need to speak for your hub because the hub is really helping some people out. And apparently with all the homeschooling going on, as we talked a little bit about on Friday, apparently with all the homeschooling going on, the hub is even trying to help out more during this pandemic than we originally anticipated. Get to that in a few. Oh, and also the NFL, interesting theory from Mike Florio. On the NFL and what they could be doing for the upcoming season. Time of the Fanatic is 9:25.
Fanatic Sports Update.
2021 Summer Olympics. I'm Sam Wilson, and this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass for your leaves guaranteed. Take advantage of their limited time offer, free seeding every year. Call 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. The Japanese Olympic Organizing Committee and the International Olympic Committee have set a new date for the Tokyo Olympic Games. The worldwide event is now set to begin July 23rd, 2021 through August 8th. The games were postponed last week due to the coronavirus pandemic. Former Eagles corner Ronald Darby found a new home over the weekend. Darby will sign a one-year deal with the Washington Redskins worth $4 million. He's now the second former Eagle to go to the Redskins within the past week, former tight end Richard Rodgers. This update is also brought to you by Family Dollar. Shop easier at Family Dollar. They're in your neighborhood. Won't empty your wallet, and they've got food, drinks, pet supplies, and household products that you need. Stop in to Family Dollar today. For more news on the current sports shutdown, keep it locked in right here to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Sam Wilson on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Marcetta and Trey in the morning on 97.5 The Fanatic.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Are you tired of dealing with your old drafty windows and doors in your house? Well, maybe it's time you finally go Guida. My good friends at Guida Door and Window will help make your window and door replacement project more affordable with their buy one, get one half off sale. That's right. For every door or window you buy, you'll get the second one at 50% off. And you can mix and match these savings to suit your own needs. Buy an entry door, get half off a storm door. Buy a patio door, get 50% off a window. Need to replace all the windows and doors in your house? Then you'll save 50% on half of your project. The more you need, the more you'll save. Plus, Guida is making it easier for you to afford your project, no money down. And interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Act now. This offer is for a limited time only. Restrictions apply. For full details, call Guida today and schedule a free, no obligation in-home estimate. The number, 1-877-GO-GUIDA, or check them out online at goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
Pros can count on Lowe's to have the largest in-store selection of DeWalt tools in stock than any national retailer. And now we're bringing you even more DeWalt power, because DeWalt's new lineup of 20-volt Max XR tools with Power Detect delivers maximum performance when paired with high-capacity XR batteries. Save $100 on a DeWalt 20-volt Max XR with Power Detect brushless cordless drill and impact driver combo kit, now just $299. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4-1, U.S. only, while supplies last.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
PECO recognizes the foundational role that they play in how our region responds to COVID-19. Rest assured, PECO's employees are working 24-7 to keep the lights on and natural gas flowing when you need it the most.
The one and only Pub, a Pennsauken, New Jersey landmark and family tradition for over 65 years. The Pub offers the finest steaks, seafood, ribs, and of course, their famous salad bar. Join the Pub for Easter dinner this year. The Pub will open at noon on Easter Sunday, and all dinners on Easter Saturday and Sunday will include the Shrimp Fest at the Salad Bar. Can't make it for Easter? The Pub offers banquet menus for all occasions. Give them a call, 856-665-6440. The Pub, South Jersey's original steakhouse, 856-665-6440. Or on the web at thepubnj.com.
Sports Talk for Haddon Heights and all of Camden County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Jamie, this look that you're giving into the camera here that our man Dom tweeted out, yeah, that is into my soul.
Yeah, it's creepy. Right.
That a little is, spooky, yeah.
That's a negative when you, when the computer you're doing research or work
yeah.
on is also your camera.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good.
You, well, that is straight through. I'm looking at this screen grab. Trey, you, like the angle is up on you a little bit in this particular screen grab. It's like one of those profile pictures that like your mom or dad would upload of themselves.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of the look, just in this particular angle right here, but still pretty golden nonetheless. Now, Sam, let me ask you this, because we talk about your site all the time. Sam Wilhub, if we could talk to Sam Wilhub real quick. So you guys at the Hub, and Trey, you know this because you've been following it as well.
What's
the
that?
Hub,
with the Hub? Yeah.
Little bit. The Hub, you follow the news.
Yeah, I stay up on the news, yeah, for research purposes,
Hub,
yeah.
Yes, of course. We got a show to do. The Hub helped out Italy. The Hub was like, yo, Italy, yo, free premium. We got you, okay? Then in America, they were like, yo, so we got some free Hub for some people. Enjoy the free Hub. And then most recently, I didn't know this was happening until you brought it to my attention, Trey. The Hub apparently is helping out with homework.
Hmm.
Now, tell me a little bit about this, because you saw this screen grab that and sent it to us. The Hub was helping out. It says, find the Y coordinate. So I assume it's, what is that? That's not calculus, is it? Is that algebra?
Yeah. Is it calculus?
I don't know.
Algebra. It's algebra.
Usually when they use the letters and such, it's the algebra. Jamie, did you take an advanced class? Bobby?
Math and me are like oil and vinegar.
Okay.
I'm going to go algebra here.
All right. So here's the question. Find, now this was in the comment section, Trey, of the Hub?
I get, yes, I believe so.
So apparently, while somebody was on the Hub, they were asking the question, find Y coordinate by plugging the given X point into your original equation. Use MT equals, in parentheses, Y minus Y 1, parentheses, slash, parentheses, X minus X 1, parentheses, simplify to solve for gradient, and then bring to general equation of y equals mx plus c.
That's advanced algebra. That's not just finding the slope.
Did you guys just start finding the slope?
I think people were finding their slopes all right, just not in the comment section.
Sam, when did you and your fellow Hubbers decide that this was the way to go to help people even further during quarantine and homeschooling?
I mean, it just, you broaden your audience, so I think it's a good message to send.
There we go, Sam. Thank your people for it. That's a beautiful thing. One more person that we need to thank is Mark Cuban. So moving on from the Hub.
Can he just run for president already?
He should. I feel like he should. I feel like he's got some pretty good chances there. So here's the deal. Somebody actually goes out of their way to thank him. Now he's paying, like the Sixers were doing with the arena workers and now their full staff, where they're taking care of them. Sure, it was after the backlash, but just in general, they already announced basically a couple of days after quarantine, a couple of days after the NBA shut down, they did come out and say that they were going to be paying their stadium workers both in North Jersey and also Philadelphia. They were going to go in with the Flyer to help take care of people that were working the Wells Fargo Center. Then last week was when all the backlash happened, and they came out on the other side, and they said, you know what, we made a bad decision. We are going to pay the people that work for us as a organization, not just as a building, but as an organization. So Mark Cuban, literally, as the NBA is in the midst of shutting down, he is being interviewed. And we applauded him for saying, you know what, to hell with this. There's already a plan in place. If we ever were to shut down, we have a plan in place to take care of all the part-time workers that were working our building during our game. So credit to Mark Cuban. Then this other man, Tony Marinaro, comes out and says, Mark Cuban, this has Mark Cuban written all over it. He understands, he gets it. Leads, well done, Mavericks. This is in terms of taking care of their employees. So Mark Cuban comes out and says, actually, it wasn't my idea. The best ideas come from throughout our organization. It's a key reason why it's important to keep employees hired and engaged. We have amazing people trying to find new ways to have an impact during this time. Sometimes the best thing I can do is get out of the way. So Mark Cuban, instead of taking credit for taking care of more employees, he steps aside and says, you know what? Some other people figured it out. That is an incredible thing. Like, I know the jokes will be made about governor or president or whatever he wants to do. But I'll say this. In a time of crisis, Mark Cuban certainly seems to be a guy that gets it. And in the heat of the moment, he's a guy that gets it. Literally, as they're shutting down the season, he's watching his team play. He's getting interviewed. He's saying, we already have a plan in place. Then somebody else says, you know what? Credit to Mark Cuban. He understands everybody. And he says, you know what? Not even my idea. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the best thing for me is to step aside, let other people take over so that we can best find a way to take care of our employees.
I mean, anybody that thinks they can do things on their own, I think, is a little weird. You always need to listen to those around you, to have trust in your coworkers, your teammates, whoever. I mean, it's a group effort. Anybody in power should respect and listen to those around them if they want to be successful.
Yeah, I think whenever you look at successful organizations, it's always a group effort. Yeah, sure, you got somebody that's the end decision. You know, the buck has to stop somewhere, as they say. But to listen to the input of people around you, people that you can delegate to, people that you can trust when you delegate to them, I think it's a great thing. And what Mark Cuban is doing is, I think, what a lot of people need to kind of discover about themselves and the business that they're running. For instance, when we talked about it last week with the Sixers, for instance, it's a great thing Mark Cuban has been doing since the get-go. So a lot more credit to him for all that, and to have that much self-awareness as well, good on him. 610-632-0975. I did mention this earlier. I want to get into this a little bit more. We'll touch on a little bit more tomorrow as well. Did you guys see this story from Mike Florio, on Pro Football Talk about what the NFL season might be doing for the upcoming year?
Yeah.
Because we talked about this last week. With the NFL announcing they were shutting team facilities, they're shutting it down, I thought to myself, well, really? Everything else is shut down. Why weren't you shut down? Trey, you pointed out the people that are still going there for treatment, the trainers that are there to give the treatment, people that literally just have to upkeep the facility itself. Those are the people that are the essential personnel. Howie Roseman's interview last week was at his house in his home office. So a lot of people, everything's shut down. So the NFL was like the last to come out and say, you know what, we're closing it down. The NFL, I don't think, is willing to acknowledge, after saying that the draft is going on, no questions asked, the draft is happening. The NFL is also really not entertaining the idea of this impacting the upcoming season. If we get to a point where we're talking about this threatening September, even August with training camp, bottom line is the season is going to be affected. Mike Florio is talking about something that I believe has already been examined further in London for EPL. When you're talking about what a team or what a league could be doing as the ultimate plan B, which is moving to an isolated area, essentially Nowheresville, USA, where they have not seen any coronavirus impact, and playing the games there. Now, Trey, this would include hotels for players. This would include hotel coaches, NFL staff, camera, television crews, and all that. They're essentially talking about building an NFL town just to play NFL season. I think that is the end-all, be-all. I think that is the absolute science fiction, science fiction plot that would have to come together. I don't see it happening. But if the NFL really does want to go on as if nothing is happening, that's the only way it does.
Yeah, I don't know about trying to go to a city if you go, you found a town that doesn't have any cases, because then what happens if you go there and then all of a sudden now that town starts experiencing, you know, starts having, you have people starting to come up with coming up positive. You know, I think that would be a bad look on the NFL. I think if anything, you have to go ahead and say, all right, you know what? We're going to play games without any fans in the stadiums. That would have to be the extreme that you would go to. But trying to find a town that doesn't have any corona cases, I don't see. If you mess around and go there and someone comes up positive out of that town because you brought the virus there, that could be a big problem.
Yeah, it's the polar opposite of what we're trying to do as a society, right? I mean, what we're trying to do.
Yeah, and I do
want to
say real quick, they would test the players that would be going in. So people would be tested. And then I guess if you have it or you're positive, you don't go, as weird as that sounds.
Yeah, so you're saying, okay, starting quarterback, hey, you came up positive, you're not going to play in this game?
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Yeah, you see how we're handling concussions? Mm-hmm. Like, how are we going to handle it with coronavirus? Like, and that's as an NFL quantity. It's not as a American people, but that's just as a business. So, so Bob, I don't look. I think this is the end all be all. I think that is. I don't think it happens. And obviously, by August, I hope to be in a much better place as a society with all of this. So I hope it doesn't impact the NFL season. But yeah. I think this is the biggest. If it's even far fetched, but I think this is something the NFL wouldn't actually do. I think they would actually just postpone the season.
Yeah, it's the polar opposite of what we're trying to establish as a society right now, and to even think about that and to think of those terms, oh, we can go to an isolated place. No, that's exactly what we're trying to avoid. Isolated places, you don't want to bring other people in there. I don't care if you're tested positive or not. No, I thought that was kind of a euphorian look at things, and I don't think it'll happen.
Yeah, by the way, I did want to mention that I'm officially working from home because I guess Toots just heard me go to break, 10 minutes ago. And she said, are you on break? And I said, yeah. And she goes, can you bring up a roll of paper towels from the basement? Like, I'm officially working from home.
Is she still spiking your coffee, Mark, or what's the deal there?
No. I had the two espressos. Actually, no, I only had one espresso before today's show. And then she brought me coffee after the first show, and that's just way too much caffeine for me to start out. I gotta pace myself a little bit better. That's on me. I need to do a better job. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. If you want to get in on the final segment, time at the Fanatic is 9:42.
Barzetta and Trey.
On 97.5, the Fanatic. Now you can watch the entire Barzetta and Trey Morning Show every day live on Twitch TV. To watch, just go to twitch.tv/975TheFanatic. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. And watch past shows anytime on demand. Entertaining, fun, and informative Philly sports talk on FM radio. Streaming online. And now on TV. Twitch.tv. On the air. Everywhere. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, shit. Those are the screens I used to make when I would cut myself shaving before I knew about Manscaped. Thank you, Manscaped, for turning my loud shrieks into multiple peaks. Men are starting to take notes because Manscaped accidents are finally a thing of the past. No more cuts and nicks with the Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0. Their third generation trimmer featuring advanced skin-safe technology will keep your bad boys nice and smooth. The Manscaped engineering team spent 18 months perfecting the greatest undercarriage hair trimmer ever with the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. When I tell you this is premium, I mean premium. Many people have written in stories about how the Lawnmower 3.0 has changed their lives, and it can change yours too. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code Fanatic at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with promo code Fanatic at manscaped.com. Your undercarriage will thank you.
The Home Depot is here to help, and we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over a million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
While you can't believe everything on social media these days, you can believe it's possible to start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Instead of waiting to see what happens when life gets back to normal, take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
The Fanatic. He's live and local, helping to keep the community connected. Here's what you need to know. Support local business and order takeout from a real Philly deli. You'll get some of the most delicious handcrafted hoagies made with Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses. Find one near you at realphillydeli.com. How are you weathering through this? Let us know. Email us at family@975thefanatic.com. The Fanatic family, keeping us together while we're apart.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
My Charmin clean booty is a thing of beauty. So nice, so fresh, so cutie. My booty. I need Charmin glossy, got me feeling glossy. Cheeks so pretty from the nitty to the gritty. My Charmin clean booty is a thing of beauty. My Charmin booty beauty.
Charmin Ultra Strong just cleans better. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
The Fanatic is live and local, helping to keep the community connected. Here's what you need to know. Courage in the face of adversity is what makes us American. Empathy for our fellow man makes us human. Hug your children. Love your neighbor. Be safe and stay strong. God bless from the team at Robindale Consulting. How are you weathering through this? Let us know. Email us at family@975thefanatic.com. The Fanatic family, keeping us together while we're apart.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you ordered some wipers online with our free same-day store pickup? No problem. We'll grab those for you so you can get back on the road. You know, we also offer free next-day delivery. You just order what you need on AutoZone.com by 10 p.m., and we deliver it to your front door the next day. It's perfect for those projects that can wait until tomorrow. Getting your job done just got easier. Free next-day delivery on eligible items on orders over $35. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Want to hear the Fanatic Best of Show daily podcast? Head to 975thefanatic.com and download each show every day. Brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app.
So many things covered today. Nick Foles, a one seed with Reggie White, Chuck Bednarik, and who else we had on there? DeBrian Dawkins against our man Trey Thomas. Insane. Absolutely insane world in the sports world. When you talk about that on Bleeding Green Nation, we've been getting into that all morning. And also the leadership factor of Carson Wentz. We got into that throughout the show today about the brilliance of an athlete, the athleticism of an athlete, the toughness of an athlete, and what it all means if whatever his leadership style is, if it doesn't jive well with the rest of the locker room, as it does seem. And I was hesitant on this before. Trey, when we started talking about this last week, I didn't want to go into it. If Malcolm Jenkins was going to be a better player over the next 2 years, there's no way Malcolm Jenkins would not still be here in Philadelphia. He'd still be here. But other people are taking from it that he is not, that they want Carson Wentz to be the leader of this team and be the go-to guy in the locker room. I am going more so to that side now than ever. I still think the guy, if he's willing to play through the injuries he's played through so far, if he is as tough as he has been in the NFL to this point, I think that's a guy I would follow. That's a guy that I don't think should have leadership issues. But if they're forcing the hand in any work environment, I don't think that's ever a good look. I don't think it's ever a good look to say, oh, no. To all other employees, no. This is the guy you follow. That's the way you have to deal with it. I don't think that's ever ingratiating with anybody else.
Yeah, I don't think it's a problem. I don't question Carson's ability to lead. If they are saying, okay, we can't bring in guys because we're afraid of how they would mesh with Carson and whoever that said player is, I would blame that more on Howie and than on Carson.
All right, so that's been the story for quite some time now. When Michael Kiss joins us at 9 o'clock, he definitely thinks that's part of the decision-making process here. And to a point, it should be. But if you're passing up on some pretty talented guys because you're afraid of rolling the dice, that's where I would have a bigger concern. That's where I would have a bigger issue.
Oh, yeah.
But when you have a guy like Carson, who I think is as good as he was advertised at the draft, I've been pleasantly surprised and impressed every single year that has gone on with him running the Eagles organization. I have been extremely impressed with him. I just find it unfortunate if, for whatever reason, he is the one that isn't able to mesh well with those teammates. If they are forcing the issue for everything else to be molded around him, then I hope all that other stuff is enough for this team to actually win a Super Bowl with him at the helm.
Yeah, two things about this leadership stuff that have always made me roll my eyes. Self-proclamation. I am the leader. I am the leader of this team. If I was a teammate, I'd roll my eyes and no, to me, you're not. I'll still play as hard as I can, but I don't self-anoint yourself a leader. And also, having a team anoint a leader. Oh, he's our leader moving forward. That's up to the players. Front office shouldn't get involved in that. That's up to the players. They're the ones out there on the field. They're the ones out there fighting every day. You can't anoint that. Leadership just comes. Leadership comes as things move on. And I think the Eagles, if they're doing this and what Michael Kiss said, they're doing themselves a disservice. Just let Carson Wentz play the game. His leadership will follow.
Yeah, and I think the last thing is we learned that Jamie is a bit of a chef when it comes to the soup world. Making homemade French onions.
It's really not that hard.
It's pretty well. Just describe the process for us. For those,
you just got to caramelize some.
That's what she said.
You got to get some, just caramelize some onions. You get some beef stock. You get some Gruyere cheese. You get some baguette. And you got yourself some French soup. It's not that hard. You need a good Dutch oven. Do you have a Dutch oven, Mark?
I could get one. I think I know where to find
it. I could get one.
Especially
we could all get one.
Dutch ovens are very handy. These
I don't have a Dutch oven. I know. I need to get one of those.
You should.
Yeah.
We got a hand-me-down, I believe, from my mother, and it's awesome.
They're the best.
Oh, pre-used Dutch oven.
Yeah.
Okay.
Luckily.
It's broken in, Mark, like a fine catcher's mitt.
Yeah, no smell to it. It was a smellless Dutch oven.
Okay. Well, that's always a good place to start if you're looking for a Dutch oven. Trey?
Huh?
All right. So
I'll explain after the show, Trey. Yeah. I'll send you the Urban Dictionary link.
Sam, go ahead.
Have nothing for a Dutch oven.
Sam Wilson, what was the final on our Twitter poll today? And also, who asked us our fine Twitter poll? Or presents it, rather.
Window Nation, take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows, plus make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Today we asked, would you trade the Eagles' second round pick for Brandon Cooks, yes or no? We had just under 4,300 votes. 71% said no.
Good on ya.
71%. They heard Jamie's argument about money. It's Howie Roseman.
Well, concussion problems.
Concussion. It's Howie. He can cure that too.
Giving up second rounders, irresponsible.
I would say the second rounder makes me, I don't feel great about it, but I'd still do it.
I'd take Denzel Mims, KJ Hamler, any of these guys over Brandon Cooks.
All right, so you instead of you go two first rounders, your first two picks, you might have to give up that second if you want to move up to 13.
I'd try to get rid of just the third and not the second, but
I agree.
I'm probably not doing that if it's the second also.
All right, and we went around the horn with our soups. Again, I go lobster bisque. Crab bisque, once a tailgate for Trey, and then Jamie with the French onion, and Bob with the homemade Maryland crab soup. Couple of chefs in our own right. And finally, before I get to our takeaways of the day, I do want to give one final shout-out to the Fanatic here with our Operation Shop Local for small businesses, as it is the backbone of our local communities right now. They could use our help, that's for sure. Introducing 97.5 The Fanatic's Operation Shop Local. Our initiative is to set up and encourage gift card purchasing for local businesses in our area to highlight those offering home delivery as well as curbside pickup. Business owners, if you're in our area, you can list your business right now at 97.5thefanatic.com. List your business in our free directory. 97.5 The Fanatic is promoting for our listeners to review and patronize whenever possible Operation Shop Local, because we're all in this together from the Beasley Media Group at 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's jump into our takeaways of the day. Sam Wilson, what is your takeaway of the day?
My takeaway of the day is, I saw this earlier, it's National Doctors Day, which every day right now is kind of National Doctors Day. So just thank you to them and all their tough work right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Jamie Lynch, takeaway of the day.
My takeaway of the day is, when getting a Dutch oven from someone, you'd prefer them to be, you know, odor-free when you receive them.
Preferably.
Preferably. It doesn't always work out that way, but...
But if it's not a Dutch oven, isn't it a Dutch oven if it doesn't smell at all?
It's a good point.
I mean, these are culinary questions. Like the, for this.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the tree in the forest. Does it make a sound if nobody's there to hear it? I don't know.
That's a good point. Bob Cooney.
I'm not one to get into another man's business, but Trey deciding to pull out today was the right decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It had to be done.
Hat tip to you.
Good job.
Yeah.
You got Brian Dawkins in the first round.
Yeah, first
round.
16
seconds. Yeah. You got to back out. Out of respect.
It's got to pull out.
Respect for my man.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You have his number. Can you just shoot him a text that you did that because you love
him? Yeah,
so
I might. I might have to hit him up and just say,
there you go.
I pulled out.
I respectfully pulled out.
Yeah.
Trey, what is your takeaway today,
man? Just learning the Dutch oven, Urban Dictionary.
Oh, that really was missed to you.
Yeah. It's always learning something new with you guys.
Awesome. Like the other kids at home, Trey, we're all learning. You know what
yes,
I'm saying?
That's the more you know.
It's a wonderful cooking device, too, Trey.
I believe it.
My takeaway of the day is that in the show Tiger King, there really was no good guy. There was no one person you look at in that whole thing and go, oh, that guy's the savior of this show. Everyone's pretty terrible. Everyone's pretty terrible. And you want some kind of goodness to come out of a show you'll watch like that? Other than being entertained and going on that roller coaster ride? Yeah, it made me sad. Entertained for 7 hours, but a lot of it made me sad. Would you hold a pet tiger? We'll talk about it tomorrow. 610-632. Stay tuned for the Anthony Gargano Show, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to 97.5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.